This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You can call us at 877-726-8255. As a matter of fact, you can call 24/7 and you can record a question. And we'll be taking some of those questions in just a few moments. But Intelligent Medicine is about, all about news you can use. And for 30 years now, I've been scouring the medical journals and the popular periodicals for health news of consequence, news that can make a difference in your health and in the lives of your loved ones. And so let's get going with some of the important stories of the week. This story has to do with contact sports and kids. And it sort of goes to the saying, mothers don't let your kids grow up to be football players. Because right now, football in many ways is being compared to cigarette smoking. It's no benefit and all harm. And, you know, I want to see a show of hands among you out there. If you're a parent or grandparents, are you going to tell your kids not to play football? Are you going to prohibit them from playing football? Say they want to go out for football, but you say, don't do football. Play tennis. Do some, you know, learn golf. Take swimming. But forget about football because you're going to bang your head and you're going to suffer all kinds of subsequent brain problems. And we have the example of the NFL in which many football players suffer from traumatic brain injury and have cognitive impairment later in life. There's tragic instances of that. There's a big brouhaha going on in football about the kind of hits that need to be prohibitive and better helmets and so on, better screening for concussions. So here's what they found in the Orthopedic Journal of Sports Medicine. They found that adolescents who play contact sports, including football, are no more likely to experience cognitive impairment, depression, or suicidal thoughts in early adulthood than their peers. In fact, au contraire, they found that those who play sports, including football, are less likely to suffer from mental health issues by their late 20s to early 30s. So this, I guess, popular myth that concussions and brain injuries are taking a terrible toll on our kids and, you know, you want to protect your brain, it's your most important asset. It turns out that at least this major study suggests that this is not the case. Researchers conclude few current public health issues are as contentious and controversial as the safety and consequences of participation in football. They say research on the risk of participation weighed with the risk of not participating in sports will enable parents and young athletes to make educated, informed decisions based on solid evidence. And at least when it comes to this study, it's actually beneficial for kids to be involved in teams. I mean, there's no question that, you know, it's a form of discipline. There's, you know, kind of like learn about life and whether or not you go on to be a professional athlete, college athlete. It's a good thing for kids to participate in team sports. This item has to do with Smart toilets. Smart toilets have been designed that can detect early signs of many diseases, including cancer, and they could be a thing of the future. Experts of the European Space Agency, that's their NASA, and MIT, have teamed up with sanitation specialists to create the FitLoo. And you can tell that this is from across the pond because they refer to toilets as the loo. I've got to go to the loo. The FitLoo is a high-tech toilet which screens urine for the presence of extra proteins and glucose to monitor your health by gathering data through sensors inside of the toilet. The toilet will be able to detect fluctuations in levels of these substances, and in the future, they will actually have colon cancer detection methods built into toilets. So an advance that they're contemplating. But if you think that's weird, how about this one? The smart bra to detect breast cancer. A French-Swiss research team is developing a smart bra for detecting breast cancer, which is even more efficacious than mammography. They say that mammography is okay, but, you know, it's about access to care, the uncomfortable nature of the technique, and the availability of appointments. It's expensive. It needs to be performed by specialized doctors. The Swiss and French researchers are now testing the feasibility of a solution combining non-invasive and non-intrusive technologies built into a bra, an intelligent bra equipped with sensors capable of effectively detecting breast cancer early, comfortably, and without risk to health. They say the device would be intended primarily for women considered to be at high risk, not those who are scheduled for routine screening. So you imagine, not every woman needs to be wearing a smart bra that, with the possibility of erroneous information being generated. I mean, it's going to make you nuts. And, how can they make it comfortable? they got to include some technology in the bra that may be somewhat uncomfortable to wear. This item about irritable bowel syndrome and fecal transplants. Fecal transplants are in the news because it's been shown that a fecal transplant can take a fat human and at least hypothetically transform them into a slender human, because our microbiome has a lot to do with metabolism and our susceptibility to weight gain. This item has to do with IBS, very prevalent problem. 10 to 15% of Americans have IBS. Symptoms include abdominal cramping and bloating, constipation, sometimes alternating with diarrhea. But the treatments for it, not that great. We work with diet. We work with probiotics, herbs, and sometimes stress-related therapies. But fecal transplants work by repopulating the gut with a healthier array of microorganisms. Well, they looked at fecal transplants. The patients who were given fecal transplants were asked to detail their symptoms, and there was a placebo. So you got a placebo, and they put, I don't know, put some tap water up there or something up there to make you think you got a fecal transplant, usually administered rectally, or sometimes taken in an oral solution. 24% of patients who got the placebo felt better. Well, that's to be expected because placebo is a big factor, especially in conditions like IBS. But the group that received donor feces, 77% reported a moderate response. In the higher dose group, 89%. That is a resounding success. Long-term remission, 35%, with the lower dose, 47%, and those with the higher dose. That's pretty darn good. But there's a caveat. And the caveat is it must come from a super donor. We have to figure out who has the healthiest flora, and are there criteria to become a super donor? Maybe we'll work this out like the way we have blood transfusions. We now know who is a suitable recipient, who is a suitable donor. We have it down to a science. But it's infinitely more complex when it comes to the microbiome, where there are literally thousands and perhaps tens of thousands of species in the intestinal tract, and not to mention viruses, fungi. So what constitutes a healthy donor? How can we screen for somebody who's got the perfect digestion, who will offer healthy bacteria to someone with an impaired microbiome? That is the question. And in this particular study, they got great results, but you have to find the super donors to make sure that this is really going to work. So other studies have yielded mixed results with fecal transfer in patients with IBS. And so maybe this is the best case scenario, a very good super donor who provides substantial relief to patients with IBS, whereas if it's done haphazardly, you're not going to get such good results. 877-726-8255. Not ready for prime time, in my opinion, but promising research may make this a routine treatment in years to come. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There's a condition that is abbreviated TOFI, T-O-F-I. It stands for thin outside, fat inside. And it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek to use that somewhat frivolous term. For people who seem outwardly of normal weight, but metabolically they're in trouble. They have internalized their fat. It's not apparent around their midsection. And there's an article here, fascinating article, about adolescents who have something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And the concern is that it's rampant among adolescents 12 to 18 years of age. non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a condition in which fat infiltrates the liver, and it's very prevalent among American adults. It's estimated to be as frequently encountered as 40% in the adult population, who are especially those who are overweight and who have diabetes. It's often associated with metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, and diabetes. But the alarming thing is that it also can be found in a substantial proportion of lean adolescents, age 12 to 18. So what constitutes non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, short of doing a liver scan? Well, high triglycerides, greater than 150, an HDL cholesterol less than 40, and insulin resistance, high levels of insulin, are signs of potential non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's very much tied into metabolic diseases. So it not only does it threaten to cause liver fibrosis and liver cirrhosis, it's also a harbinger of eventual diabetes and cardiovascular disease risk. So if you got it, you know, from age 12 to 18, chances are it's going to come back and bite you later in life. So anyway, so they said they were surprised by the prevalence of this in otherwise normal-looking adolescents. And what they conclude is that and this is the interesting part, there is no medication that fixes this. The best way to treat it, they say, is via lifestyle modifications. Patients should be advised to reduce or avoid food loaded with carbohydrates at every pediatric wellness visit. They should also be told to avoid simple sugars, candies, and juices. Halloween's coming up, so if you want those kiddies not to have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, give them a healthier alternative. Following a low carbohydrate diet or following the Mediterranean diet seems to be the best way to approach this condition. Also, found that using things like betaine and phosphatidylcholine, these are things like milk thistle. These are also protective to the liver. But really, it's about lifestyle. It's about diet. And we can curb this epidemic by even if kids are of normal weight, they still can be afflicted with it. Okay, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. All their great blood sugar control products. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, should you have a question or care to weigh in on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm pleased to say that subscriptions to our Intelligent Medicine newsletter are creeping up to around 20,000, and more of you are opting to receive a free newsletter in your inbox. No obligation. You can not read it if you want. It's free and informative. Sign up at drhoffman.com. Okay, we have 877-726-8255 is our number. 24/7 for callers, and let's take a call from someone who has a question about migraines.
You talk about a Migranol for reduction in migraine headaches or the pain of migraines. Can you tell us more about Migranol, what it is, and where we can find it? Thank you.
Okay. There may be some confusion in terms of terminology. The things I talk about are the natural therapies for migraines. Often there are formulas that incorporate feverfew and riboflavin. Studies suggest that high doses of riboflavin can ameliorate migraines. Some studies suggest that coenzyme Q10 can be helpful in that regard. Some studies support magnesium. But what you mentioned, Migranal, is actually a medication. It's a new form of an old medication, dihydroergotamine. Usually given in pills, is now available in nasal form, and you snort it up your nasal passages. And if you feel migraine coming on, it can actually reduce its intensity or head it off altogether. It does so by literally constricting your blood vessels. And this medication's been around for a long time. This is just a new delivery form for the medication. There are new medications for the treatment of migraine that are expensive. They have to be injected, but they do offer hope for migraine sufferers who have a lot of trouble avoiding migraines. They are what are called CGRP inhibitors, and they go by different names. One is called Aimovig. There's one called Ajovy. There's one called Emgality. And these are injectable medications. They are monoclonal antibodies, and they seem to work on a protein that inflames nerve endings and is part of the pathway towards migraines. So these CGRP inhibitors, yeah, not generally prescribed by, you know, ordinary primary care doctors. Usually you get them from neurologists, or headache specialists. They're on the market. And so far, you know, in talking to some of my colleagues who have used them on their patients and talking to some patients who have taken them, they seem to be working pretty well. I mean, they're not like 100% in terms of reducing, you know, making migraines go away altogether. But they reduce the frequency and intensity of migraines substantially, and they may be worth a try. I often find that the natural therapies work well, especially since the medications only really offer partial relief. So when taken in conjunction with, you know, riboflavin and CoQ10 and magnesium and feverfew, sometimes we can get an added benefit. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're suffering from fatigue, well, it's one of the most prevalent complaints that I see in my medical practice. Well, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. Of course, you've heard about it here. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, and it works on the mitochondria. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells, so it stands to reason that something that repairs mitochondria and improves their efficiency can help your energy. And clinical trials have demonstrated that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. NT Factor is available in ProPacks. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But let's say you have your favorite multi already and or fish oil, and yet you still want to harness the power of NT Factor alone. Now there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, you want a great anti-aging strategy? Headline, lifting weights as you age cuts your risk of early death by a whopping 46%. I regularly lift weights, do resistance training, and it's part of a balanced portfolio of exercise, because some people are all in on aerobic, okay? You know, they run, but they don't have the strength of a mayfly because they're not using their upper body to lift weights. And your exercise portfolio should be a little like your financial portfolio. You don't want to be undiversified. You want to diversify and have little baskets of exercise assets. And so strength training has got to be part of that. Researchers surveyed people age 65 or older about their exercise habits and then tracked them for 15 years. I'm sad to report that nearly a third of the study participants died during that period. Ouch, that hurts, because I'm in around that age cohort, having just turned 67. But less than 10% of the subjects strength trained. But those select few who did, like me, and perhaps like you, were 46% less likely to die during the study than everyone else. Now, you might say, if you're an astute critic of studies, that of course the people who were able to lift weights, they were in better shape. So of course they were less likely to. I mean, if you can lift weights, already that says something about your prognosis in terms of living or dying, right? I mean, a broken down 70-year-old is more likely to die than someone who feels good, goes to the gym, and pumps iron. But they envisioned that possible criticism of the study, so they adjusted for body mass index, chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension, and habits like total physical activity, drinking and smoking, and they still found that lifting was linked to a 19% reduced risk of death. So with those adjustments, it wasn't as robust as the 46% reduction after adjustment. But, you know, I'll take that. 19%, every little bit helps. So, you burn calories. Also, you hedge your blood sugar, because the more muscle mass on your frame, the better your blood sugar is regulated. And also, muscle actually burns more calories the more muscle you have. So if you maintain a greater muscle mass, you can eat more and not store it as fat. So absolutely keep going. Don't overdo it. Don't injure yourself. Don't tear your muscles. Get an injury, which precludes exercise altogether. But exercise prudently with resistance training if you want to stay alive. This item is fascinating. It's one of those sci-fi things that you think, is this for real? Headline, Orasis Pharmaceuticals Presbyopia Eye Drops Meet Primary Endpoint in Phase 2B Trial. Translation, they've just come up with eye drops for nearsightedness. That's amazing. A corrective eye drop for nearsightedness is progressing to the regulatory pipeline. Now, this is what's called a Phase 2B study. So really, to get an approval, you have to go through Phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. So this is far from achieving the criteria for approval by the FDA and a green light to market it to patients who are nearsighted. But check this out. Distance-corrected near-visual acuity improved by at least 3 lines in patients treated twice daily for 2 weeks. That's pretty, I mean, I'll take those 3 lines. Those 3 lines could make all the difference in terms of passing a driving test or being able to put aside your glasses when you're trying to read signs at a distance. The double-blind mass trial evaluated the drop safety and tolerability in 166 patients with nearsightedness. They have not disclosed the ingredients of something that they have named CSF1, only noting that it contains a proprietary combination of existing and well-studied ingredients. That will speed approval because it's easier to get something approved when it contains ingredients that have already been safety tested and have had a track record. No safety or tolerability concerns emerged during the trial. So that's pretty amazing that in the future, and, you know, again, this is subject to the future success or lack thereof in clinical trials, but eye drops that help you with farsightedness, because presbyopia is farsightedness. It's for reading as opposed to long distance. They haven't really licked myopia. So I take back what I said. This is for presbyopia, which is about reading glasses for people with age-related farsightedness worldwide. So, hey, you don't like to wear those granny-looking glasses when you read, take the eye drops. That may be an alternative. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, 3 stand out, which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within the normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a little addendum on that migraine story. You know, we mentioned several nutrients that are helpful in migraines: magnesium, riboflavin, coenzyme Q10, Even fish oil has been implicated in migraine protection. But there's a new kid on the block when it comes to migraines, and it's that familiar nutrient that seems to be panacea-like in its benefits, vitamin D. This study is reported to us by Dr. Alan Gaby in the Townsend Letter for Doctors. 48 patients in Denmark with migraines were randomly assigned to receive, in double-blind fashion, 4,000 international units per day of vitamin D. That's a steep dose. Or a placebo for 24 weeks. And, by the way, they were not deficient in vitamin D at the beginning. So it wasn't about correcting vitamin D deficiency. It was just taking supernormal levels of vitamin D to boost it up into the high range. They say that those who had a positive response, which is defined as a 50% or greater reduction in attack frequency, was significantly higher in the vitamin D group than in the placebo. It didn't have any impact on migraine severity, but the response rate was 75% in the vitamin D group and 50% in the placebo group. There was a placebo response, as there are in most studies, but better by a long shot than placebo. So that's pretty cool. Vitamin D joins our armamentarium of supplements for migraines. This item comes to us from the British Medical Journal, BMJ. It's entitled Stress-Related Disorders and Subsequent Risk of Life-Threatening Infections. We know that stress is bad, but can it have later life consequences? Recruited a large number of individuals. This is a meta-analysis, so they've looked at several studies. With stress-related disorders, either post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, acute stress reaction, adjustment disorder, other stress reactions. And then they subsequently looked at whether they came down with a severe infection, those infections that can kill you, sepsis, endocarditis, meningitis. And what they found was that indeed stress significantly predisposed you to subsequent life-threatening infections. So there's a long discussion here of the effect of stress on the immune system, that stress is immunosuppressive. And, you know, we're not talking about, you know, mild day-to-day stress. We're talking about overwhelming stress. And a lot of people experience that due to war, due to bereavement. Certainly, we know that when a spouse dies, that there's a critical period, usually of a year or two, in which the surviving spouse is much more likely to die. And so that there's some physiological mechanisms by which stress suppresses the immune system and makes people more susceptible to severe infections. They say the study found an association to stress-related disorders and risk of life-threatening infections, including sepsis, endocarditis, and fatal infections of any other origin. Scary stuff. All right. This has to do with what athletes do to carbo load during exercise. And you might say, well, why would you, you know, how much are you going to exercise where you need to have, sugar or carbohydrates? I've done this. And it's especially important when you do very long distance feats like the marathon or an Ironman triathlon. It's actually a sort of a science to how you can replete your carbohydrates. And often people use sugars or gel packs. You can rip them open with your teeth and suck down, you know, a very sweet mix of concentrated carbohydrates. The gels are really popular. So they did an experiment. They said, how about if we feed these people a concentrated potato puree And I've actually done this before, long-distance exercise. Potato is easy on the stomach. I've had a baked potato, and it provides me with fuel that I can use for, you know, 3 or 4 hours of exertion at a high level. So what they found is consuming potato puree during prolonged exercise works just as well as a commercial carbohydrate gel in sustaining blood glucose levels and boosting performance in trained athletes. Pretty cool. They used this with cyclists. It was a 120-minute cycling challenge and time trial. Instead of using gels, they used the potato puree. Their GI symptoms were minimal. It was well-tolerated. So it suggests that athletes may use whole food sources of carbohydrates as an alternative to sugary commercial products when they're racing. And that's cool information for athletes. Well, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Make sure that you check out our website at drhoffman.com to become a fully informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots of resources there. We've got articles. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on social media, on Twitter and on Facebook. And make sure that you listen to this broadcast. You can also record a question by calling 877-726-8255. Call it 24/7, record a question, and maybe we'll answer it next week or the week thereafter. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.